after 2 days, we're back on the grid, off the grid. We're back to load shedding from 5 o'clock this morning, or from 2, according to my latest ESCOM update. Stage 3 starts at 4 o'clock this afternoon. We had stage 2, from 5 this morning. 2 full days without load shedding. Jotienzo Ramakgopa, the electricity minister, he has been touring the cities or the country's power plants over the last few days. He says there's light at the end of the tunnel. He says he can see it. What about you? 021-446-0567. You can drop me that WhatsApp. 072-567-1567.
Good morning, Cape Town.
Lester Kibbett.
Starting your day
on Cape Talk.
Every Wednesday, we have Annika Burns, a contributor with a different point of view. Good morning, Annika. Hope you've been well.
Hey, Lester. Good, thanks. How are you doing?
Very good. Like many people, unpacking the events of the week so far with particular focus, many of the opinion pieces around what was called the national shutdown. Many people would call it the national damp squib. Your thoughts?
Yeah. Look, I think it's a testament to the EFF strategy. You know, one of the news reports I read, they spent reportedly spent a million rand on buses. So it just shows you how much they invested in this march of theirs. And we know with these type of things, it's actually all aimed at media. It's all aimed at media coverage. And usually, I think with smaller parties like the EFF, you know, they don't have necessarily the ground game. So they rely on the media footprint, punch above their weight in the media, and hope to make an impact that way. So yeah, I think that was kind of their plan. Although the EFF does have a track record of mayhem and chaos, and I think they were kind of leveraging that to get everybody anxious and get everybody focused on what is the EFF going to do, and because, you know, the government, the state arms, everything was so overprepared and, you know, concerned about this. It wasn't the usual EFF, how can you say, rabble-rousing kind of affair.
But my response to Julius Malebo would be, was either you shut the country down as you professed, as you claimed at the back of that bucky outside the president's residence, or your protest was sabotaged by missing buses. What is it?
Here's the thing, Lester. I've mentioned this to you before. I've got a real issue with the fact that we depend so much on protesting. You know, we've got to really change our focus here. Like he's on the back of this guy is a member of parliament. He's one of the biggest opposition parties, even though he's small compared to his party's small compared to the ANC. He's on the back of a bucky. He's calling people to protest. Why don't you just call people to GOTV? Get out and vote. That's the only way you're going to effect change. I can't understand the logic behind an attempted national shutdown and trying to solve anything at ESCOM. Like, how do those two things even fit together? You are on the inside. You're an inside man. You are part of the establishment. And now you want to go and park your bucky outside the gate and raise your fist. Can we please get over this? And can we start effecting change from within? And the first place we have to begin is at the ballot box. And second to that is holding our public reps accountable. What are you doing for us as far as this issue is concerned?
What did you learn from this week's protest? I learned that there are enough police officers in South Africa. We have the technology, we have the drones, we have the planes, we have the intelligence to apparently collect 24,300 dumped tires, which police claim were about to be used in the protest. Why don't we see them every single day? When we have the political will to do something, we do it. When there is a rugby game at Cape Town Stadium, we do it. When there is a 2010 World Cup, we have police stationed every 5 meters between the stadium and the Cape Town CBD. We can do it if we wanted to.
And single females can take a train at night and nothing happens to them. Yet ordinary South Africans, without any special occasion happening, we are getting ravaged by the state of our country. Yeah, Lester, I think you're absolutely right. There's a complete lack of political will to solve the problems that face ordinary South Africans. And I think that that could possibly be deliberate. You know, I don't want to sound like a conspiracy theorist over here, but why do they want to keep us distracted with these issues of like petty crime? When you're on your way to the corner shop, is somebody going to pickpocket me? When I'm on my way to school, when my kids are on their way to school, are they going to make it there safely? Because our public transport system is unsafe and we're so vulnerable. Lester, you're absolutely right. Our government has shown us that they can intervene and they can protect us and they can keep, there are resources there to do that. So why isn't it happening? And I really hope that people are paying attention and that they will keep this in mind as we go and we build up to 2024.
Annika Burns, a pleasure as always. Looking forward to chatting to you next week with a different view. I'll contribute on a Wednesday year on the show. Stay well. Your thoughts, agree, disagree? Let us know. 021-446-0567. You can drop me a WhatsApp, 072-567-1567.